Chapter 19. Malala Yousafzai, born 1997, Mangora, Pakistan. In Swat, in Pakistan, there lived a young girl named Malala. She liked school and reading, but she saw that very few girls in her town read books or went to school. They stayed at home to help with work. Sometimes boys stayed at home too. One day, Malala asked her father, "Why aren't the other children in school?" "Not everyone is lucky," he said sadly. "You're lucky because you're the daughter of a teacher. I wanted you to have an education, but poor people sometimes need the whole family to work to get enough food. They can't choose to go to school. Studying is important, but food is more important." Malala thought that this was not right, but at that time, there was not much she could do about it. Then, war came to Malala's home. A dangerous group of men, called the Taliban, came into the town. These men carried guns. The people in the town were afraid to say anything because the soldiers hurt them. Life was harder than ever, and the Taliban did not want girls to go to school. But Malala was brave, and she kept going to school. She began to write stories about her life and put them on the internet. She wanted to tell the world that it was difficult to go to school or even live her life in peace. The police did not protect the streets anymore. Families were leaving to find a safer place to live. Many people read Malala's stories around the world, but the Taliban did not like this and wanted her to keep quiet. They followed her bus from school one day and shot her. Malala was very badly hurt, but she did not die. As soon as she was better, she started telling her stories again. She was afraid, but she knew that she must speak. Today, Malala is stronger than ever and speaks even louder than before. She fights for girls' rights, and she is the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. People get this because they have tried to stop fighting in the world. Interesting fact. In 2015, NASA scientist Dr. Amy Mainzer named an asteroid Malala to honour her bravery and activism.
Penguin Readers. Amazing Muslims who changed the world. Burhana Islam. Level 3. Adapted by Safiya Khan. Illustrated by Rhea Ahmed, Dima Alawa, Nabi H. Ali, Safa Khan, Alia Jalil, Agnia Mardia, and Guy Harvey. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nneka Okoye and Sid Sagar. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.